From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for Zydeco et Passale comes from Pelerin Life Insurance Company. Pelerin Life Insurance specializes in final expense life insurance, which helps families with financial support upon the death of a loved one. The number for more information is 332-2111.
Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, but some kind of something going on down there.
You're so good to me. You're so good to me.
Now, we're going to get back to our mysterious guest, mystery guest this morning. And now he has his accordion. He haven't tried it out yet, but he will try it.
All the duct tape is off of it now.
He's got the duct tape off of it. So now, what do you call this whole thing right there with all them little things?
Right here?
Them little accordion.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Where was your duct tape?
Oh, the duct tape was here on the bellow.
Oh, the bellow. That's what I meant.
I didn't want to say it.
I knew I had some smartness in me. I knew there was the bellow, but I didn't want to make
that's
it look
that's
bad.
That's where the power comes from in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And I kind of pulled it too hard. I got in the zone. You know, I got excited.
Okay. All right. You got excited with the crowd out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you play us something in a couple of minutes?
A couple of minutes?
Yeah.
What you want to hear?
I don't know. Whatever you
want. I do it all, man.
You know, I know you do it all, Chris. I know you do it all, but you don't do it like me, everything.
I'm trying, though.
Okay.
I thought we had to discuss. I'm trying to get on your level.
You're trying to get on my level?
Yeah, I'm trying to get on your level.
Okay.
How about I do some real old school, and I may switch it up and do something else.
Good.
In between.
You got it.
Good?
Now you got it.
We'll be right back.
I think it worked.
It works fine.
It's right.
The first selection that you played, what was the title of that?
Jolie Catin.
Jolie Catin. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was the new version of Jolie Catin?
No, that was I Got a Camel by Boozoo.
Oh. Oh, something by Boozoo.
Yeah.
I thought I recognized something about Boozoo twists in there and as well. Now, we were talking behind the scene. How long have you been playing?
I started playing at 3.5. First live performance at 4.
Wow.
And I'm 33 now, so that's...
Whoa, so that's 30 years.
I should be retired by now.
But no, you're still enjoying it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You enjoy the exciting the crowd, and I'm sure...
It's a job now, but I still enjoy it, so
yeah.
I'm going to keep it moving.
Yeah, well, the crowd still enjoy seeing
it. Yeah, they still enjoy me, so yeah.
So that's
Until then,
that's important that as long as they keep enjoying coming out to see you and dancing to your music.
And I'm able to adapt, you know, whether they want the old school.
To the crowd.
School, they want both, you know, and I think that's one thing that keeps me going.
What is one of the most surprising thing of all? When you play like this, and you said adapt to the crowd, what is it that they would like to hear? When you play the music out there and you adapt into the crowd, if you start off with the new version or start with the old type, is there a kind of request that you continue to play, or they want to just go to the new stuff in the beat that they want?
Well, I always start my shows with the – and it doesn't matter where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a lot of young people, I always start with old school.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff, but they actually are coming around back to the old music.
Yes,
believe it or not,
They're
starting to appreciate it because now I can play some old stuff at midnight,
mm-hmm.
and they scream and get on the floor and dance. Whereas before, like a couple of years ago, they were kind of
yeah, that's not what they're looking for.
You know, at 11 o'clock, 11:30,
yes,
they want it up tempo and just high energy all night.
Yeah,
and like I actually on my new album I put a waltz.
Okay. Let me hear that.
Well, no. I'm going to have to sing it because there's a lot of singing in the album. But,
okay. Yeah, whatever you want. Yeah, whatever you want. You're the guest in the studio.
That's actually a most requested song.
The waltz?
Yeah.
Can they waltz?
No. But it don't matter. We're introducing it back into the younger people because, it was lost.
Uh-huh.
You know, and sometimes I get on the mic and say, you know, like my dad and them was, you know, dancing. That was the only time that they get, you know, real close.
Yes.
So a female was when the waltz came on, you know.
Waltz, yes. Or an old blues.
Yeah, and they try. Mm-hmm. You know, they try to waltz, but to me it's a start. So.
Right. And I'm really excited about that you are actually going back and at least letting them know, introduce them to.
Yeah.
And if you stay away from it, you never get an opportunity to see what they can do and how versatile they can be.
And I tell people all the time, you know, part of the reason where Zydeco is where it is now as far as musically is because of what I did back in 2006. But that could also be to a fault because followed the trend and we lost the tradition.
Yes.
And, you know, at the same time. So then I got to sitting back and my newest album is Back Home. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot more stuff and I took out some of the keyboards and, you know, made the accordion at the forefront of the music again. And I'm starting to bring it back because, like I say, you know, I was able to grow up and see Cliff and see Dupsy and I talked to Rock and Sydney. He lived down the street from me. And, you know, so I saw all those guys. And for us to not say forget about them, but not even, you know, respect what they did. And even my grandfather and them, you know.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to bring some of it back.
Because I'm glad to hear that you are now realizing the trail, the blazing that they have done. And in order to be able to get to you where you are today because of what they have done. And their music, of course, was traditional music.
Mm-hmm.
And at that particular time, that was the culture. That was the thing that people wanted to hear in the dance, the venues that they would go into, the place. This is what they would hear.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the nightclubs or the juke joints or the dance halls that they would go to. You know, there was accordion, rub board, sometime a drum.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time it was just a rub board or washboard and an accordion. And the feet stomping on the floor was the drums.
Right.
And that was it. That was the bottom line.
My grandfather still played like that.
Really?
He would sit down and his foot would go, and that was his.
That's
his
the drum.
Yeah.
And that's how he'd keep up with the rhythm.
The day he died, the night he played.
Yeah, and that's what we would like to hear sometime at the people in my area. And there are a lot of people here, too, that come in this part of the country and live here who actually want to hear the talent in which you have and to play this music and to show them that you can do this and you can also go forward and come back and play some of that music. And we were talking about that not very long ago and the talent that you possessed because you come from a long line of musicians.
Yeah.
And somehow, I don't know what it was in the water or what it was in that area that produced a number of great musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And it passed on from generation to generation. And I understand your son is playing.
Yeah, it passed on to him.
Yeah. And he's playing right now. Yeah. And he's playing the drums. He's trying to beat. And that's a good thing.
And I see how I used to drive my parents crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm trying to watch TV, man. And he's
banging.
Banging away. So, he likes to. He's kind of spoiled. I'm not going to lie. So,
well, you were spoiled, too.
Well, yeah. But I bought him a chair. And it came like with a little ottoman and everything. I'm like, look, you going to sit in this chair while we watching TV? No, it's a drum now.
Oh,
so really? He sits in his chair with a little ottoman is a drum. So while we watching TV, he's like, gah, 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 and he go get his drum. Oh, man. But if it pays off later on, you know, keeps him out of trouble, then I'm all for it.
So what can we expect tonight?
Tonight you can expect a little bit of everything, because I don't. Man, they really don't do church dances anymore.
No,
that's one thing that I miss. You know, we used to do those a lot. So and this gives me a opportunity to show the older crowd that I can still do that old stuff.
That's right.
You know, because a lot of them, I've been trying to get Zydeco in the mainstream for so long that, you know, a lot of people forgot that I can play. So tonight I'm going to show them.
Good.
Good. Tonight I'm going to show them.
Good, good. Well, that's what I want to hear. Tonight. And I know that's what the audience want to hear.
Right.
So they're all excited to go and listen to Chris Ardoin. And what is it that they can expect? We'll be right back with more from Chris in just a few minutes. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you dare go any place. We'll be right back. Okay, let's do this. Something by, we call him the Fire Dance or the Zydeco Flames. And the title of this one right here says, Night and Day, My Love. Night and day, my love.
she told me she loved me a million times before. He's looking right through her and he's asking her for more. Promise me one thing, you'll hold me tonight.
All right, there was something by Horace Trahan. By the way, Horace is going to be over at this afternoon over at Clifton Chenier's place. He's going to be playing this afternoon, so you can go out there and listen to his music. Preceding all of this, of course, we had Chubby Carrier and we had Nathan Williams. All of those good musicians actually performing for you, for your pleasure. Riz, you got some 2 tickets you want to give away today?
2 tickets to give away for tonight's event with Chris Ardoin. We're telling y'all to come out for Chris Ardoin. It's going to be a good crowd. He's planning to play just a variety of music. I mean, he's going to go back from back in the day to the old Zydeco up to today's Zydeco. So y'all come out tonight at the WOW Hall. We got 2 tickets to give away to a caller who calls here at the radio station. 482-6991, 482-6991. What number you want them to, what number, Chris? Number four?
And he's
call
gonna,
the number four.
And Chris is going to answer the phone.
Chris is going to answer the phone.
Right.
So call the number four. Oh, boy, those phones are ringing now. See the light.
Yeah.
482.
There we go.
6991. Call the number four.
That's Chris can answer KRVS. And that's, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, so in case you
call
want to play
one.
Golf at the same time, too, this afternoon, why don't you go and join? Why don't you just go and join in with the golf team over there at John Neeson Memorial Fundraiser that's going to be taking place this afternoon at 1 o'clock. So go on out there. We'll be right back with more Zydeco right after those brief messages. So don't you dare go away. This is 88.7 FM. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Big day at the job. Make it break time. They're all waiting for you right now in the conference room. Well, they're going to have to wait because you're not leaving the radio until you hear the end of that story. Snap Judgment from NPR. Storytelling with a beat. Do not miss it.
10 p.m. Wednesdays on KRVS.
Rod Bernard, T.K. Hewlett, Lazy Lester, Cookie and the Cupcakes, King Carl, Phil Phillips, Van Broussard, Fats Domino, Frankie Ford, John Fred, and the Boogie Kings. Saturday afternoons at 3 for Born on the Bayou at KRVS.
Move it to the left, yeah, and you go for yourself.
I'm Lee Kleinbeater. Hope you can join me Saturday afternoons at 3 for KRVS and Born on the Bayou.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
This is what you will get tonight over at St. Joseph Catholic Church Dance, featuring Chris Audouin, My Monkey, on the VIP CD.
She said, my monkey, you know she's on my monkey. She took my monkey, you know she took my monkey. She stole my monkey, you know she stole my monkey. She took my monkey, you know she took my monkey. Oh, my monkey's on the run.
We do have a winner. We do have a winner now, and that's by the name of Erica Lewis, who was the lucky winner. We'll be giving some away here, or another one, in another couple of minutes, so stay tuned right here. It is 34 minutes past 11 o'clock, the final segment of Zydeco Sompasale. Coming up is something by Best of Lynn August. And the title of this one right here is You Used to Call Me and Now You Don't Call Me Anymore. What happened? I must have done something to you. You used to call me now at 34 past 11 o'clock. This is Zydeco at its best.
We'll be right back. want you to roll, roll me, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Slow roll. Slow roll me, baby. You gotta make sure you got a good hold. Hold on to me, you know what I'm talking about. I want you to slow roll me, baby. Just make sure you double check that hold here. Hold on here a little bit, y'all.
But isn't this a wonderful waltz, ladies and gentlemen, by Chris Ardoin? And this is what you will get tonight. Tonight, starting off at 9 o'clock over at the W.O.W. Hall. Don't forget, just go on out there and join the waltz. If you don't know how to waltz, Chris said he'll have somebody on the floor that will teach you how to do it. Beautiful waltz, and Bill Valse, Tukiken Kilem Valse. At 46 past 11 o'clock, we have exactly 14 minutes left of this program for this Saturday. Beautiful weather outside. Might be a little hot, around 92 degrees. So anyway, you just wear some appropriate clothes. Don't worry about it. Just always wear layers of clothes. Leroy Thomas is going to be over at Big Daddy's over in Abbeville tonight, starting off around 9 p.m. So he's inviting all of his friends to come on out there. Now, Risley, you have somebody you want to give another ticket away?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Another ticket we'd like to give away for Chris Ardoin tonight. Come out there and listen to that good old waltz, just one of his selections that you just heard. Give the radio station a call. We have another ticket to give away for tonight's event. The number is 482-6991. 482-6991. Chris, what number you want the caller to be this time?
We're going number five.
Okay, here we go. Now we got that's something. This is what you're going to be hearing. Something by Chris Ardoin on his latest CD, Back Home on Chris Ardoin. He has 17 cuts on this one, right on this new CD by Chris Ardoin, and the title I'm going to play is Kuya. So you can start calling right now, 482-6991, to be the winner of a ticket right now. And that's going to be what caller again?
Caller number five.
Number five.
Caller
okay.
Number five.
Is it old school? What's that?
Of course, we do have a winner, and the winner has happened to be you. You can tell them right there. You can tell.
All right. We had a winner. Caller number five was Miss Ordella Andress from Eunice, Louisiana. Eunice is going to be in the house tonight with Chris Ardwin. She says she's definitely coming, so we had a winner.
Good, good.
And we're looking out for you. Remember, no outside liquor is permitted tonight. All the funds and proceeds is to benefit St. Joseph Church. So please, no outside liquor inside tonight. And like Chris Ardwin say, hey, we're going to be doing that adult thing, you know, so come on out.
Do that adult thing. Quit kicking my dog, though. You got your dog? You got a dog at your house?
Oh, I don't have a dog, though.
You don't have a dog? Yeah, but they used to kick your dog.
They used to kick my dog.
What was your dog's name?
But I tell you what, Ronald has a dog.
Oh, what is his name?
Ronald just got a new dog.
What is his name?
What is Ronald's new dog's name?
Ronald.
You need to call Ronald. Ronald.
The dog.
Every time I go to town, y'all started kicking my dog around. It make no difference ever, he's a hound. You gotta quit kicking my dog around. Now I had an old mule and his name was Jack. I rode his tail and all to save his back. His head flew up and his tail flew back. Ah, Jack. Now every time I go to town, y'all keep kicking my dog around. My dog around. Oh, watch out, y'all. Mama killed a chicken. She thought it was a duck. She put him on the table with his legs kicking up.
With 55 minutes past 11 o'clock, with less than 5 minutes left of this program on Zydeco San Pasale, I have enjoyed every bit of it since I'm sitting in the chair since about 9 o'clock this morning. We just want to thank all of you who joined us at 8 o'clock this morning. But we're going to close out with this selection by Chris Ardwin on his new CD, Zydeco Bayou. I think that's what he called it instead of Bayou. It's Bayo. But anyway, this is the kind of music that you'll be able to listen to and dance to tonight over at W.O.W. Hall, and as a fundraiser for St. Joseph Catholic Church in Maurice. All of you have a good weekend and behave yourself, as some people would say all the time. Make sure you just behave yourself when you go in a crowd someplace. Make sure you be respectful. Raise those pants up. Nobody want to see what you're trying to show. So raise your pants up so you can walk around and put your belt on. And you will be always be respectful. So why don't you do that for me? Have a good weekend.